Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Is there anything more embarrassing than when you, as an adult, a parent, get in trouble at your kid's school for something that you did?
So many times I've seen like parents have an interaction and they think that they're right, but they're wrong. And then they figure that out, like, you know, 30 seconds into it. And yeah, it's bad. It's embarrassing.
And you always worry about the kids getting in trouble, but it's different when you get in trouble. It was day one of pickup. And I got yelled at. And I felt like I was a child myself at the elementary school because I was like immediately apologizing and stumbling over my words and all that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, you don't do it all the time. You've done it.
No.
But haven't done it every time.
So
it's
here's
been
the
a while.
Thing. Let me explain. You know, sometimes these schools have rules, and I get it. They're for, like, the good of the kids or whatever. So, like, in this situation, at our school, you have to have, like, it's a construction. It's an 8x11 piece of construction paper that they print your last name and the grade that your kid is in. So when you do pick up and drop off, they can make sure that the kid is going to the right place.
Yeah.
Which, in theory, makes a lot of sense to me. But really, is that construction paper going to do anything? But they only give us one. So we have one, but my husband does drop off and I do pickup. So we never cross paths.
Mm.
So now I don't have that piece of paper. So, but I swear to you, they sent 600 emails about it. They're like, you have to have the placard. You got to have the placard, AKA the yellow piece of construction paper.
Okay.
So I show up to pick up my eighth grader and I'm like, okay, here I am. And I pull in and the guy puts his hands out.
Immediately.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What his hands out. I slow down my car. I roll down the window. I'm like, yes. He's like, he looked at me like I was like a complete fool. He was like,
right.
Where's your paper? Where's your paper, ma'am? And I was like, my husband and I have different jobs. And I just started stumbling over my words like an idiot.
Immediately,
you know?
He knows that you're lying to him and you don't have the required things.
Am I the only one that gets in trouble like this at school? The dumb things you did? 1-800-330-9999. Allison, what did you get in trouble for at your kid's school?
So the teacher actually had the nerve to call me and tell me that I text my daughter too much during the school day and that I distract her and I need to stop doing that.
Do you? Mm-hmm. How many times do you actually text your daughter throughout the day?
Just a few times. I want to make sure she's okay, you know, during the day. I message her when she gets there. I message her when she's leaving. And yes, there's the occasional message, like if she has something, but my daughter and I are close. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I'm the parent. I'm paying for the education. Rude.
Wait a minute. You're paying for the education? Are you one of those people I pay your salary because I pay my taxes? What is that nonsense?
I pay my taxes.
Oh, get out of here.
I would probably roll that back.
Do you know who I am? Come on.
But I do think that, like, all summer long, I'm constantly texting my daughter Hayden, like, to see what she's up to. What is she doing? Is she taking care of her little sister? Like, what, all that. And it's interesting now to have to roll it back.
Yes. That's, you don't have to lie to me about that.
Yeah.
But don't tell me you're doing it for this reason or that reason. And definitely don't say that you're doing it because you pay their salary.
Right, I don't pay their salary.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
Bobby, what's that dumb rule from school that you got in trouble for?
So it wasn't me, it was my wife. She got an email saying that we had to stop forgetting to send our son without his lunch because every time we had to bring it in, it was causing too much disruption to class. We could not keep forgetting to send him his lunch.
I mean, pack that kid's lunch. Why do you guys keep forgetting?
Right. How many days?
How many times?
How many times does he have to go hungry before we learn this lesson?
I don't think that's a rule. I think that's just like, hey,
right?
Can you put like some Lunchables in the kid's box and backpack and call it a day?
Feed the kid, right?
1-800-330-9999. What's that dumb rule that your kid's school has?
You're listening.
With the kids back to school, all you want for them is to stay out of trouble. But it's funny when you're the parent and you're the one that gets in trouble at school for messing up the rules somehow. Day like one at school pickup, I forgot to bring the placard that has like the name for school pickup. The guy that was like doing traffic almost had a heart attack. He's like, where are you going, lady?
You're lucky you didn't get pulled out of your SUV.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. You got in trouble at your kid's school?
I do all the time because if you want to pick them up early, you have to send in a paper note. And if you get, like, a doctor's appointment in the middle of the day that you weren't expected, you have to handwrite a note and email a picture of it to them. And I always just write the email, and then they write back and say, please send in a handwritten note.
I mean, that is so ridiculous.
Like,
you know what? A good percentage of people don't even know how to use a scanner. All right. So, I mean,
and they're in first grade. It's not like they're having their buddies call them out of, you know, senior skip. It's first grade going to the pediatrician.
What are they missing out on? What big educational value are they missing out on that day in first grade?
Not for nothing. I can never find paper in the morning. Like, when I'm looking, it's like, for some reason, there's never paper in my house. I'm writing things on Post-it notes, on a napkin, on a paper towel. It's ridiculous. That's just me being unorganized.
It's always the back of an old school flyer.
Yes, 100%.
Leslie, what'd you get in trouble for at your kid's school?
Well, my child was in kindergarten and, you know, very new at the school thing. And I was told that I needed to make sure that he did his number twos at home because he was disrupting the class. Not in class, but, you know. Said, you know, you really need to make sure he does that at home. And I'm like, I really don't have control over that.
I understand. I had a message with one of my, Dakota, my preschooler, the teacher. She's like, she's very regular. Yeah. I'm like, like, what are you supposed to do? I don't know. Like, I tell her to go before she leaves. Olivia, what's the dumb rule from your kid's school that got you in trouble?
Well, it's all about the pickup line. And apparently there's a certain line for just junior high kids, and then there's a certain line for just elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I pulled in. It's a lot of cars, and I just pulled into whatever line I could get closer to the door in, and it happened to be the elementary line. You would think I murdered these children because I was in that line. I had to go to the end of the queue, even though I was, like, in front of all these people, and they made me wait for my kid just because I was in the wrong lane.
It is so dramatic, unbelievable. It's like a labyrinth of rules.
Mm-hmm. And how dare I?
I don't have to pick up kids, right? And so I don't have to do this or experience this. But I drive by schools. There's a lot of cones out there, man. And there are a lot of cars out there. And it looks confusing to me.
It's so hard. They have a thing at our school where they close it at a certain time.
Right.
So if they, because that's when the kids come out to the car. And I understand the concept behind it. But if you are the walk of shame car that pulls up as the guy is closing the gate, right?
He won't let you in.
No. And you have to stand there. And it will cost you, without, like, I'm not exaggerating, an extra 30 minutes that you have to sit there and wait while you watch your poor child stand by themselves on the sidewalk 6 feet away. And they're not allowed to walk to the car.
I was going
to
ask.
Right.
Right. Yep.
So now they have to, like, everyone has to just watch your poor kids stand there by themselves while they're staring at you in the eye, being like, Mommy, why did you do this to me?
Like, I mean, I know that we put a lot of these rules in here for efficiency and safety, but what the heck are we doing?
Right.
What are we doing with these kind of rules? I can see my child. They can see me. Who are we doing this? Oh, my gosh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.